Hey, I'm Johnny Davila.
I'm David Villanueva.
I'm Gary Hobbs, the OG, the old Gary. This is Hanging with Gary, straight from Eagle Pass, Texas, episode number 66.
66.
Yes, sir. Hey, as long as it doesn't have that a third six at the end, I'm good.
Yeah.
Episode 66, Hanging with Gary.
We're closer to 100 now.
Yes. Once we reach those 100, episodes, we'll be having water around here. Water and maybe some Zero Cokes.
There we go.
Algo. Don Perrier. Fake right. Stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, Johnny, how was your weekend? Well, you were with us Friday.
Friday, yes, at the casino.
Thanks for being with us.
Well, no, thank you.
It was good. Good sex.
Thank you for the invitation. Yeah, thank
sexy
you.
Sex.
I la llevo.
There you go.
Did you do anything Saturday?
Yes, I had a Christmas party.
Yeah, ves, and you wanted to go to Houston. And you said, well, no me invitas a Houston.
I did want to go, but they called me at the last minute. I was going to go to San Marcos because I was going to go pick up my daughters.
You see? Oh, you put family or money for... Hey.
Things happened, and they said, you know what, Daddy? Can you come get us on Sunday? Dije, ah, bueno.
Oh.
So I said yes.
There you go.
Awesome.
How was your gig Saturday? Good? Good?
It was good.
Good, good.
The Victorian house aquí.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Christmas party.
Nice.
Familia Rodriguez, right?
Yes, sir.
Great people. What about you, D?
Well, it was a different kind of weekend. It was...
Yeah, I'm dying to hear this one. I heard the little birdies talking, but...
Yeah, so I ended up doing the refereeing for wrestling. I got hit with the lid of a trash can. It was...
What was that?
It was insane.
This was in San Antonio?
Yes, this was in San Antonio. Yeah.
And you played the part of a referee.
I did. And then I got smacked.
Wrestlers
down.
Women, male?
No, it was
tag
wrestlers.
Team?
It was short wrestlers. We'll say that.
Short. Short.
Short.
You can't use the word midges no more?
No.
Impolitically?
Yeah, we can.
It's correct?
Yeah, we can.
It was a midget wrestler.
It was midget wrestling. Yeah. It was... Awesome. It was, yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Cool. Yes. It was super funny. Man, it was great.
Did any of them get to knock you out? Like, they usually...
Well, one of them did, but it's part of the script. So.
He hit you in the knees or what?
No, he got me on top of the head, actually.
On top of the head.
But I got him back. Right? So, yeah.
Man, it'd be hilarious if, 10 years down the road, a small person, a midget, comes up to you in San Antonio and says, hey, you're that effing referee that hit me with...
Get off my leg. Yeah.
Wow. My weekend wasn't that exciting, midgets hitting up on me, pero... Man, we were Friday night. We were at the Kickapoo Lucky Eagle Casino inside the Que Pasa Lounge. It was a wonderful crowd, sold out. Sold out. I hope people don't think it was free and it was sold out and free. But now we always have support here. Gracias a Dios. People from Eagle Pass, Laredo were there, San Antonio, of course, Piedras Negras. We had a couple from Del Rio. I don't remember asking where. We usually have people that come down from Austin. They were with us on Saturday, though. Okay. But we had a great time. Johnny D was with us with the usual suspects on Friday. We had a good show. And big shout out Manny on the sound.
Yeah.
And wonderful people at the Que Pasa Lounge. That was Friday and Saturday. Saturday night, we were in Houston, Texas. We were, they do a Christmas dance honoring veterans and the military. Big shout out to everyone involved. We were with Ram Herrera. They did a great show. Ram Herrera and the Outlaws. You're truly Gary Hobbs. The usual suspects. And special thanks to Anthony Mata. Anthony's an old friend. Anthony's been trying to get us to come in and perform for their Christmas dances. This is his seventh annual. So you can just imagine. It was sold out. Sold out.
Cool.
It was at Casey Hall. I'm sorry. Yeah. Yeah. Casey. Knights of Columbus. 29-17. Houston, Texas had a wonderful time. Got to see our dear friend Jaime Almendares there, was with us for a while. It was packed with cruisers.
Wow.
Tejano cruisers.
Shout out to all of them.
Big thank you, because they just made it feel like at home. It was a really, really nice work slash gig slash, you know, making money.
And it was another sold out show. Sold out shows, yeah.
Man, we're on the roll.
On the roll.
Yeah. Man, if we could only sell out this podcast show. Right. Hey, you are listening to Hanging with Gary. We are on GaryHobbs.com. Are we on GaryHobbs.com, Johnny?
Yes.
Pressure.
Yes,
producer.
We are.
Did you hear that, Dave?
Yes, sir, I did.
He said it's on it.
Yeah.
Amazon Music, Audible, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, and LaMeraLeona.net Radio. Every noon on Saturdays, 12 noon, LaMeraLeona.net Radio. Guys, tell everybody, subscribe, please.
Yes.
Hit the like.
Right.
Ring the bell. Ring the bell and help us support, get us to 100 episodes.
Let's do it.
Hanging with Gary, Eagle Pass, Texas. We'll be right back.
Thank you very much.
Welcome back to Hanging with Gary. Here's Mr. Gary Hobbs.
Thank you, Johnny D and Little D and the OG.
Yes, sir.
We want to say, first of all, happy birthday. Happy birthday to Alyssa Samago. La hija mi compadre Jaime Samago. They're out celebrating tonight. So, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Alyssa, and many, many more. Dios te guarde y te cuide de muchos, muchos años. Yeah. Happy birthday, Alyssa. She was on a cruise with us in February.
Yeah, she had a lot of fun. I saw that.
No, this last one.
Yeah.
Yes, November, this last one.
She was there with her friend.
Yeah. It was Ashley in February. I'm sorry. And Alyssa on this one. Yeah. Well, there you go. Happy birthday, Alyssa. On our Today's Tejano segment today, we have some music. Music by Savannah V.
Savannah V, yes, sir.
And she recorded, well, I'm going to say the story afterwards, but... Okay. This is a song that it's a cover song.
It is.
Beautiful song. And I'm going to tell you for many reasons in a minute. But this is Savannah V with Como Han Pasado Los Años. It's, of course, written by Rafael Ferro, but on Severo Records. This is Savannah V, Como Han Pasado Los Años.
Cómo cambiaron las cosas, y aquí estamos lado a lado, como dos enamorados, como la primera vez. Cómo han pasado los años, qué mundo tan diferente, y aquí estamos frente a frente, como dos adolescentes que se miran sin hablar. Abrazar
que estamos frente a frente, como dos adolescentes que se miran sin hablar. Sí, parece que fue anoche que bailamos abrazados y juramos un te quiero, que nos dimos por entero y el secreto murmuramos, nada nos va a separar. Como han pasado los años,
that's Savannah V, Como Han Pasado Los Años. What a beautiful song.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's great.
Who was that? Rocío Dúrcal.
It's from, yeah, that's the original recording.
Okay, so my wife and I are coming up on our 45th wedding anniversary, so.
Congratulations.
And I can't see the rest of the surprise. but funny that I just recorded that song a couple of years ago, and, why? Because it reminds of my wife and I, rather. It's not the go-to song of our relationship, of our marriage, and our life together, but it hits pretty close to number one, Como Han Pasado Los Años. But two albums ago, I had a CD, Lo Que Amo. Johnny did the video and helped us in recordings and stuff like that. Lo Que Amo. On that CD, Lo Que Amo, pues we recorded Como Han Pasado Los Años. And pues it was dedicated, really, to my wife, right? But so now I want to let our listeners, because we've never played this live.
Oh, no.
We never did it. Yeah, we didn't do it live. We haven't done it live. Pero this is from the from our Lo Que Amo CD, Gary Hobbs. Como Han Pasado Los Años, our version. It goes like this.
Pasado los años, cómo cambiaron las cosas, y aquí estamos lado a lado, como dos enamorados, como la primera vez. Cómo han pasado los años, qué mundo tan diferente, y aquí estamos frente a frente, como dos adolescentes que se miran sin hablar. Si parece que fue anoche que bailamos abrazados y juramos un te quiero, que nos dimos por entero y en secreto murmuramos, nada nos va a separar. Como han pasado los años, las vueltas que dio la vida, nuestro amor siguió creciendo y con él nos fue envolviendo. Habrán pasado los años, pero el tiempo no ha podido hacer que pase lo nuestro. Pasado los años, qué mundo tan diferente, y aquí estamos frente a frente, como dos adolescentes que se miran sin hablar. Si parece que fue anoche que bailamos abrazados y juramos un te quiero, que nos dimos por entero secreto murmuramos, nada nos va a separar. Como han pasado los años, las vueltas que dio la vida, nuestro amor siguió creciendo y con él nos fue envolviendo. Habrán pasado los años, pero el tiempo no ha podido hacer que pase lo nuestro.
¿Cómo han pasado los años?
¿Cómo pasaron?
Yep.
That's a great song.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Brando was on keys, and so from the Lo Que Amo CD, our version, Savannah's version was great.
Yep.
She did a really great job. I think maybe my version, it sounds more manly.
Okay.
I sure hope so. But como han pasado los años, this is on our Today's Tejano segment. Hanging with Gary, we're in Eagle Pass, Texas, and we'll be right back. Johnny D, little D, OG. So Johnny D stands for Johnny Davila. You have a middle name, yes, John?
Francisco.
Oh, yeah. You're a Panchito?
I'm a Panchito. There you go. Mira.
Paquito. What you, Dave?
Monday?
Do you have a middle name?
I actually do. Mario.
David Mario.
David Mario. Yeah. Yeah.
Mine is Lee.
Lee.
Gary Lee. Hobbs Jr. Just don't call me Jr. Then I'll be...
Okay.
Now so, that we got that on the open after years of knowing each other,
right?
On our commentary segment today, we may lose half of our listeners today, guys, but it's okay. So I was looking through, you know, social media. I only make sure that I go to social media that I posted something because I need to promote. That's the only reason I get, you know. And a lot of people say that I don't respond. Well, I don't respond to, what is that? The Messenger. Messenger. I got hacked once. Had to change pass, all of that. And it came from a person that I know. So then I got kind of skeptical that even if it comes from somebody that you know, you may get hacked.
Everybody's a social.
So with that, sometimes, man, I've been sending you a message and what's up? Well, I don't respond to Messenger, so...
Trust no.
To all of our 100 listeners, maybe 99, but please let everybody know that we don't respond to Messenger on Facebook or social media like that, but we are in the phone book.
Yeah.
What phone book? Yeah, my phone books. But we're on social media, ¿verdad? Pero, okay, so I was the casino, Kickapoo Lucky U Casino, okay. They had posted a sponsor that we were going to be there last Friday, right? And so I thought, man, I didn't see that one. So I clicked into it. I go, man, I never should have clicked into it.
What happened?
Never. So I see some lady, Maria del Carmen Villarreal. I think she's maybe in the Lockhart area or, I don't know, Kyle or somewhere there. Maria del Carmen Villarreal. Oh, that guy is a jerk. Gary Hobbs. And that... I tried to, I don't know, take a picture or an autograph or something. And
what happened?
Use it like a jerk. Oh, I don't know who she is. I mean, I've been doing this almost 42 years. If you're going to tell me, what a jerk, you a-hole, you didn't say hi or wow, you know, or you didn't take a picture. But they don't put, what, was this like last week? Was this like 33 years ago? Come on, dude. A big shout out to Maria del Carmen Villarreal, whoever she is. God bless her. It was never my intention. That's not me, John.
Yeah, I know.
I go out of my way sometimes to stay there in line. Don't even go to the bathroom. And the older you get, you got to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, yeah.
In between sets, you know. And I'll stay with people. I got too many people that can vouch for me. But then there was another guy. And he's from Brownsville, Texas. And this kind of like, you know... His name is Tiny Alonso Barrientes. He's a Vietnam veteran, man. And I felt, wow, man, I always show support for the military everywhere I go, man. I really do.
That's true.
But this tiny Alonso Barrientes, I won't ask him why tiny, okay? But he's from Brownsville, Texas, and he unloaded on me too. And, you know, that, I don't know, something to the same tune that I didn't say hello or make time for him. And then, you know, sometimes I want to apologize. Sometimes it's just hectic in between sets or getting to a gig. Sometimes it's the personnel from a festival or a church jamaica or even at a wedding. I've been hired. Please listen, Maria El Carmen and Tiny. I've been hired to do a job, you know. Now if they got film on this and I was like arrogant about some, man, it just I wouldn't remember. But so at the same time, I'd like to apologize to Maria El Carmen and to Tiny, but what jerks. I mean, just why don't you call me? Call my office. Hey man, I didn't appreciate it, you know.
Something like that almost happened to me once.
Well, that's the conversation going up. But I learned my lesson once, John. I was at a private event, and this was in the 90s, and it was somewhere around that Austin area. And I remember pretty much, pero. So some guy was heckling me, right? You know, like doing all this, hey, Gary, Gary, you know. And so I got pretty much fed up with it. There's worse stories than this, right? But this one, I mouthed off, you know, I said something. This is like mid-90s or 93, 94 or something. And I used the F word, so I truck you. So in the break, somebody comes behind the stage and tells me, "Look, I don't appreciate you using the F word. I have my daughter, and she's like 12 years old, and she, man, I didn't know where to crawl. I didn't know where to look." John, I went personally. I found out where they were sitting down, and I went to apologize to the parents and whoever was there, and then I apologized to. She's just a little girl. She must have been 12 or 13. She might have been a teenager, but I apologized to her. And I tried to explain to her that sometimes, you know, I'm under pressure and stuff. It's no excuse, but I apologize. So I am very, very careful of, you know, where I'm at or try and make sure that I do say hello to everybody. I've got more than enough people, you know, inside the band and personal friends and, you know, the insights family to the band on the road, and they know that that's not me. If they would have said, "What a jerk," he looked at me and he turned around and he walked away, then I know it wasn't true for sure.
Yeah,
pero, you know, I'm not a perfect person, but
then again, you can't please everybody.
Well, yeah, I get you. Yeah. But for whatever that's worth, you know, some Maria del Carmen Villarreal just wanted to put the name out there.
Yeah.
So if you do see her, somebody, just please say that I apologize. I don't have phone numbers for these people, and I won't be calling them. And some tiny Alonso Barrientes. But, man, I apologize if anything went down the wrong way. But, man, it's true. I can't please everybody.
Yeah.
You know, but so you were saying something?
Yeah, it happened to me one time. I got invited here locally to play at the library. And they asked me.
Well, there you go.
They asked me to do it, and I did it for Mother's Day. And I did it for free. But...
Oh, wait. You used the F word.
Yes, I did.
You used the F
the
word.
The other F word, yeah.
Free. Oh.
But you know what? Somebody made a comment that the city is spending all this money on these people that que saxofonista del...
Who do you think you are, Gary House?
Yeah.
Go, hey, hold the on, jerk. Hold on.
How much money did this guy, you know, charge or whatever? I'm like, I didn't want to explain to him, but I wanted to like go off on him like really, really bad, you know, because I mean, I was doing it for all the moms for Mother's Day, and I was doing it for, and ni siquiera cobre, and then for him to start talking about me, and he doesn't even know.
Let me guess, you were doing
me.
It for the exposure.
Yeah, well, I was doing it for the exposure. Keyword. Yeah,
for right. The promotion. Well, I'm sure all of us, I won't even ask you, D. Your job, I won't go there.
Yeah.
But in our line of music, I mean, our line of work, music, and I mean, I get it, you know, do people really call Bruno Mars a jerk or you
I'm
know,
sure they
or
do.
Because he because he didn't come out to the crowd. I mean, there's only 15,000 people, and how, you know, my my wife and my let's see, my wife, my daughter-in-law, my mom, my mother-in-law, an aunt of mine, tía mía por medio de mi esposa, they went to some Juan Gabriel concerts with Elisa González Rubio from Coca-Cola at that time. And so they got to go backstage and take a picture. Now, they had to wait 20 minutes or something because he was eating sushi. No, no, it's a true story. And so,
my sushi.
Sushi. And my, you know, my wife and my daughter and Emma Flores, and Tijerina, who's our secretary, they all took pictures with Juan Gabriel, you know. Now, they were charging $25 a pop, right? Back in the 90s, we were taking Polaroid pictures at $5 a pop during the break.
I was one of the photographers.
And so, okay. And so, don't say everything. And you can pick up $300-$500 in a hurry, like this, in an hour, right? And I'm thinking, man, that business went out the door with all the cameras. Now you're taking pictures, and sometimes you have somebody, it doesn't have to be a viejito or a viejita, you know, and I'm qualified to say that because I'm here like 3 weeks from shy of senior citizen thing, whatever. but it doesn't have to be an older person that they don't know how to work the cameras. They don't, John, you know. So se tardan, and oh my God, there's a line of people, you know, and I'm as cool as I can be. And so then it doesn't come out right, and they want another one. They take three or four. You see, those things,
I think they're more like 10 or 12.
Well, no, but they're, that happens. That happens every week, John. Every week, at every gig. And there's a lot of patience on the part of the artist, the band. But when somebody comes out and tells you, what a jerk he gave me. In other words, you know, but to yeah, single yeah. me out like that, you know, I just thought it was like, okay, well, you know, I'm going to start, you know, every gig. When I go into those towns, I'm going to send them a shout out. Pero, yeah, yeah. But it's don't crucify the musician. Sometimes there's a real, you know, good reason, you know, the security tells you, no, that's it. That's it. Yeah. The next artist is coming up, and that happens. And then they make you look, you know, I've honestly, on many occasions, I've had to, like, you know, ask the security to move just a little bit. I'm just going to take this last picture. And then everybody will see that. But I took one more picture, but it's because of security. But that wasn't because of me. But to tell me in my face, you know, well, not in my face, but to tell me, you know, on Facebook. Social media, on my Facebook, yeah. To tell me in my Facebook that I was a jerk, that I didn't, you know, wow.
You know what? We're not going to go that far. Friday?
CSM.
There was this girl that kept on coming. I don't know if you saw it once or twice.
Toca una cumbia buena. Que toquen una cumbia buena. You didn't go there with me.
I'm serious.
On my podcast, yeah. You're coming and saying, toquen una cumbia buena.
Lo que me, no, lo que dice ella. Toquen una cumbia.
What's a good cumbia? You know?
Exactly.
I get it. There's some music that they're waiting to hear, but I don't play those songs. I don't do that. And all of that is great music, and they're dancing to it. But I, you know, I have to play what I got hired about.
Exactly.
Well, I hope our audience understands that sometimes, you know, I may have to go to the bathroom, but that's our commentary segment here on Hanging with Gary. We're in Eagle Pass, Texas. We'll be right back. Tell them what you really feel, Johnny. Before we leave, Johnny D, Little D, OG. Yeah. Oh, that noise. My bad. Don't you just hate that when you're on stage with the musicians or you're getting a sound check and, you know, and it's just not, you know, and con lo que te sale. My bad. Te lo sick. Big shout out to Ruben Pacheco. Oh,
yeah. Shout out Ruben, where
and
you at?
And hopefully he starts listening in, no? Because yeah, he's an old musician of ours.
Yeah, ¿verdad? Good friend.
He was just a young guy with us, Ruben Pacheco.
Yeah,
plays guitars and bass and trumpet and
singing
and he does everything. Big shout out, Ruben Pacheco.
Yeah. Shout out.
San Antonio, Texas, but he's originally homeboy, Eagle Pass, Texas. And before we leave, guys, our Gary Hobbs Family and Friends Cruise number 7, coming February the 1st through the 8th of 2026, guys. Yeah. Not this February. Please don't book it.
No.
The following.
We won't be there. But our Gary Hobbs Family and Friends Cruise number 7, of course, on Royal Caribbean Cruise Lines, February 1st through the 8th, it's going to Rotan, Honduras, Costa Maya, and Cozumel. Please get a hold of our official travel agent, Happy Mireles, 469-450-1168. Once again, Happy Mireles, 469-450-1168. You may even be talking to her daughter, Ashley Moles, but they're at Happy M, for Mireles, right? HappyMTravel@gmail.com. We have started to register. Now, the question ahorita, guys, everybody.
Ahora.
After 6 cruises, like, you know, so who's going to be on the cruise? Well,
good.
The artist. They're waiting for the artist lineup. Yeah. Like, you know, it was Gary Hobbs. Enough said. Okay, next segment. No, we are going to be announcing artists really, really soon. John, it's like we reached out to several artists.
Cool.
And they're checking schedules. And then we're talking, of course, negotiating. And some of them haven't even gotten back. Talk about a disrespect, like, you know, just stay there. I don't care if you want to go out.
Yeah.
I know what I'll do. One night I'll play nothing but ballads. Put everybody to sleep, rock the boat. No, we are going to be announcing artists very, very soon, but we have reached out to several people, and we're waiting to confirm, but you can start registering now. You know that the lineup is going to be Tejano.
Yeah,
Tejano definitely. Music. Oh, yeah. We don't do that other stuff, or, you know, we don't do R&B or hip hop. We don't do none of that. We don't do rap. You didn't even rap tamales in Thanksgiving, and Christmas. I just, lineup coming really, really soon. February 1st through the 8th, 2026. Our Gary Hobbs Family and Friends Cruise number 7. Now, this week, guys, Friday. We are we're in Robstown, Texas this Friday, December the 20th at The Location. Big shout out, Robstown, Texas, Adolf, Dueño. Anybody in the area, Bichope, Alice, Corpus Christi, of course, Robstown, Texas this Friday at The Location. On Saturday, we are in Dallas, Texas at the Longhorn Saloon. Come join Gary Hobbs, the usual suspects, a whole lot of Tejano music dancing this Saturday, December 21st, Dallas, Texas, the Longhorn Saloon. Now, on Friday, December 27th, we are in Laredo, Texas, back at the White House. We're at the Casablanca Event Center. Yeah. Jay Perez and Gary Hobbs. Man, don't get more Tejano than that, ladies and gentlemen. That's Friday, awesome. December 27th, oh, yeah. Laredo, Texas, at the Casablanca Event Center. Once again, Jay Perez and Gary Hobbs. And December 31st, New Year's Eve, and we bring in the new year in Oak Cliff, Big D, Dallas, Texas, Oak Cliff. At Players Sports Club, Players. And just FYI, that first week we celebrate in January, my birthday. I am turning, I couldn't even turn the numbers around. Even if I said 5'6", it would have been, it's still old.
Yeah.
It's still old. But January 3rd on the Friday, we are going to be, con el favor de Dios, in San Antonio, Texas. We're at the New Mustang Sally's. New Mustang Sally's on Friday, January the 3rd. And on Saturday, January 4th, we are in Houston, Texas, Tumbleweed, Texas, big nice club. Both nights celebrating my 65th birthday, 65, turning 65. That Medicare better be well worth it, Johnny. Better be well worth it. But again, January 3rd, San Antonio, Texas at the New Mustang Sally's. And January 4th, Saturday, Houston, Texas, Tumbleweed, Texas. Awesome. You're listening to Hanging with Gary. We're on GaryHobbs.com. Visit us also at GaryHobbsCruise.com. My God, I forgot our website on the cruise. Yeah. But anybody for information for our cruise, they can visit us at GaryHobbsCruise.com. We are our media sites, social media sites on Gary Hobbs Official for Facebook, Gary Hobbs Official for Instagram, Gary Hobbs Official on X, and GaryHobbs.official on TikTok.
TikTok.
Once again, visit us, GaryHobbs.com, Amazon Music, Audible, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, LaMeraLeona.net Radio, 12 noon Saturdays for all our episodes of Hanging with Gary. Once again, happy birthday. Yes, happy birthday, Alyssa. Yeah. Alyssa Samago, celebrating your birthday. Happy parte de mi compadre Jaime Samago. Other than that, guys.
Happy birthday to my cousin, Rudy. Hey. Rudy Rendon also.
Rudy Shout Rendon, out. Happy yeah. birthday. My 45th anniversary, I want to finish with this, is coming up December 22nd. December 22nd.
Congratulations.
Our 45th anniversary. Congrats. My wife and I, Diana, Reina and I, yo, give a big shout out to me. Give a big clap to me. Thanks, guys. On the road, they're just clapping for Diana. Everybody loves all these couples and all these wives. They come take pictures with Diana and autographs.
Usted anda con Diana Hobbs.
Sí, usted es el esposo de Diana Hobbs. Sí, ese soy yo. And I turned around from stage and she was signing an autograph, a hat.
There you go.
Cowboy.
Really? Yeah, that's awesome.
A cowboy hat. And I go, I wonder if she wants to sing a song. big shout out. My wife, of course, we're coming up on our 45th wedding anniversary. So awesome. We want to thank everybody for listening in, hanging with Gary. It is going to catch us. Do we have next week? You're not here. Who's not here? You're not here next week.
Yeah, the following.
The following week. Okay,
so I'm here.
We still have one more episode before Christmas.
Yeah.
See, we want to wish everybody Merry Christmas.
It's no. We'll do one.
And a happy holidays and
happy everything.
Merry Christmas. Yeah. Merry everything. Merry Gary Christmas.
Yeah.
I do have. We'll do nothing but Christmas songs.
Yeah, next. I was gonna say that. We'll do that. You know what? I just shared your album, your Christmas album, on the social media.
I wanted to get back to finish and do another four that I started and I didn't finish. I'll just have to look at that really, really soon. But hey, de parte Johnny Davila, David Villanueva, Gary Hobbs. We are hanging with Gary in Eagle Pass, Texas. We'll see you next week. God bless y'all.
God bless y'all. God
bless.
See ya.
Happy holidays.
Merry! Ho, 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 ho!